This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Oh my gosh, this year's holiday was just perfect. You see, I am a mother of four children, yes. My oldest son just turned 16. I have a 12-year-old daughter, a 9-year-old son, and a 4-year-old daughter. And I have a sister with 3 kids and a brother with 3 children, because we grew up in a household where all of us were very, very close. And we wanted the same when we became parents. We wanted a big family, close-knit, and also spend time with each other, not just with our own families, but as a whole family. So anyways, this holiday, this Christmas, we did our annual big holiday meal. I always host. I have a very large table. I set it up with all the pretty Christmas decor, a big Christmas bouquet in the middle, candles, and everyone gets a place setting, and it's our adult table. The kids, they have their own thing. And so there's no place settings that I have to worry about, just water and glasses of wine. And once we all arrive, my sister's family, my brother's family, my family, of course, and then our parents, we have a special holiday meal together. And you see, we all sit at the table, and in front of us are all of our children, all nude, all exposed, presented for our special holiday meal. So like I told you, we're a close family. I guess I should explain that. When I grew up in an incest family, loving incest family too. I was raised on child sex with my siblings, sex with my mother, my father. It's just normal to me, as well as my sister and brother. And that was why it was important for all of us to have our own children, our own family, because we all have incest-loving households. And this has been a tradition since I was a child. I remember every Christmas Eve laying on my parents' family dining room table and having my relatives kiss, lick, suck, and fuck my little body. And it was the best thing ever. It just felt super special. You know, everything feels more special on Christmas. So as a parent, of course, we would do this same family tradition. And now, you know, my parents show up and they just get to enjoy. They don't have to host. And so I guess I'll let you in on what the kids' table is like, because that's what we call it. Even though it's where all the adults sit, we call it the kids' table because each of them are displayed on each play setting. And we do sort of like a musical chairs type of deal. So I set the timer, and whenever the time goes up, we switch chairs. And so the children, they don't move, but we move from child to child. Oh, and this year was especially special because my oldest son, who's 16, he got to be part of the kids' table, no longer one of the kids. Since he's old enough, he gets a seat at the table. And me and my husband were so proud of him to finally get to partake in the family tradition, but as an adult. So let me lay out the scenery, if you will. There are 8 of us that sit at the table, me and my husband, my sister and her husband, my brother and his wife, and my mom and dad, the grandparents. And so I've got my 12-year-old daughter, my 9-year-old son, and my 4-year-old daughter all mixed into the table at their play setting, just laying on the table, legs spread. And then my sister, she's got an 8-year-old son, a 5-year-old daughter, and a 1-year-old daughter. And then my brother, my youngest brother, he actually has a newborn. He was born just a couple months ago, so about 2 months old, and he's the cutest little thing. And then he's got a 3-year-old daughter. And so all the children, like I said, they start off just laid on the table, no clothes on, legs spread, smiles on their faces, and we begin. And we like to call it our appetizer round. It's kind of where we all just start with a round of oral, rimming, and fingering. And that first round, I actually had my 8-year-old nephew in front of me. I've been sucking his little kitty cock since the day he was born, and I don't get tired of it. So I went to town on his little 8-year-old dick, sucking him, circling his tight little asshole, making out with his adorable face. And then, of course, all around me, you can hear the same happening. My own family sexually enjoying my children and each other's children. I mean, I can't tell you how much I love watching my parents, even in their old age, still enjoy the joys of incest, child sex. I mean, my father, God bless him, he never, ever gets tired or acts his age. He's in his late, 70s now, and he never stops. He never stops enjoying our children, his grandchildren. And my mother's the same way. She's in her late 60s and still is so starving for all of her grandchildren's naughty bits. And I probably should go ahead and mention that, you know, our family holiday meal, the kids' table, it lasts hours, hours upon hours. And you might be wondering, how do the men last that long? Well, you know, they're fueled by the sexiness of children, of course. But we also have this special herbal enhancement that all the men take that allows for prolonged hardness and multiple orgasms. Honestly, my husband takes it all the time because it gives him the biggest loads as well. I don't know how it works, but it works wonders on the male body. And even for older men, you know, because we all know that older men, like my father's age, can have some penile issues. It happens, and the same with women. But, you know, it's not that difficult to get aroused for children, especially your own flesh and blood. But those first few rounds are so delicious. And it's just a warm up. Us just, you know, devouring and discovering our children and our nieces and nephews and my parents' grandchildren, just discovering their bodies, enjoying them. Even the newborn. Absolutely the newborn. Because in our family, children, they get groomed, if you will, from day one. They get tasted and fucked and fondled the moment they come out of the womb. So when it was my turn to come up on my new nephew, oh, there is nothing better than sucking on newborn kitty cock. There's just something so fucking arousing about it. The taste, the way it stiffens in your mouth. Even little newborns get hard little dicks when you suck them. And that turns me on just by itself. Oh, and newborn asshole. Ugh. It tastes so fucking fresh. The tightness, how you can barely get your fucking finger in there. Ugh. We love our newborns and our family. I mean, that's not to say we don't love our preteen children. Of course we love them, but I don't know, there's something just very special about those newborns and infants. So anyways, the first few rounds are just, you know, fun oral, enjoying the softness of those hairless child bodies. But then all of us start getting horny. All of us. We start getting animalistic, if you will. When you start tasting a variety of children of all ages, you just kind of start losing control. And can you blame us? I mean, then we start really having the real fun. Cocks start going into kitty holes. Hands and fingers start ending up in the pedo woman's holes. You know, when the horny round started, I think I was on my 5-year-old niece. I needed to be filled right away. I stuck her pretty little hand right up my cunt and made myself come all around her arm. Because, you know, a 5-year-old, you can easily fit their whole arm inside of you. It's the size of a good-sized cock, right? And of course, I had to look up multiple times to watch my 16-year-old son being at the adult table. Oh, so fucking sexy. I mean, I've watched him rape and molest his little sister and brother for years, but there's just something about seeing him at the holiday table, enjoying his nieces and nephews, which he already does. Because what we do, I mean, we don't just have a whole family incest session during the holidays. We see each other all year round. We have sleepovers with, you know, the cousins. The cousins have a sleepover. We make them fuck each other. Then we fuck them. You know, I babysit for my sister and brother. They do the same for me. So it's not like we're not fucking each other all the time, but it's just something special about the holiday table session and seeing my son. God, I was so fucking proud of him, because when it got to the horny parts, he took his 3-year-old niece and immediately stuffed his cock inside her little fuckhole and did not hesitate. Right in front of grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, his aunts and uncles. God, we were all so proud, cheering him on too. Even my brother, who's the father of the 3-year-old girl, kept telling him, go on, son, keep ramming her. It's good for her. Keep ramming that teenage cock inside my little 3-year-old daughter. We love it. We love watching our kids, you know, enjoy the pleasures of child sex. And now that my 16-year-old is pretty much fully developed, he's got a very, very nice cock. In fact, I am his mommy slut. Me and my 16-year-old son, we fuck daily. And teenage cock? God damn. That kid, he fucks his mother like I've never been fucked before. It's just the endurance that he has. And then I guess, you know, fucking your mother is fun enough. But anyways, I digress. Yeah, so we start getting a little a little crazy, if you will. You know, not only are we fucking and sucking and fingering and molesting and raping, we start getting a little creative. Like, my husband has this thing where he loves to take the candles that are lit on the table, takes them out of the candle holder, and stuffs them inside little fuck holes. That's what he does. I don't know. He just likes seeing the obscene nature of it. You know, like a little preteen girl with a candle shoved up her little child pussy. It's still lit. He loves it. And it is really fucking hot. And let me tell you, my sister, she is a sadistic fuck. But we all love it. I mean, even we've always been taught that mommies and daddies will give whatever sexual energy that they want, whether it's soft and gentle or hard and rough. You just learn to take it. All of our kids know that they respect adults, and they especially respect their incest-loving pedophile family members that are adults. And so my sister, she likes to take the wine bottle and stuff it up fuck holes. I'm serious. This year, I sat there and watched her do it to my 9-year-old son. And I came all over my nephew watching my sister just stretch my 9-year-old son's asshole out with a wine bottle. Oh my God. God, it was so fucking hot. And she gets so creative. She gets the tongs, like, you know, tongs for picking up whatever food. She takes those tongs and uses them as pretty much a little, like, sex toy in a way, pinching little nipples, pinching all over their soft little bodies. She does the same with forks. She'll take a fork and just use it to scrape along their soft, supple skin. And they just squirm around. It's really fucking cute. And you see, I mean, I've wore strap-ons with my own kids plenty of times, but my preference is not a strap-on. I just love having children inside of me, inside of my pussy. But my sister, she only does strap-on sex. Like, she'll sit on a child's face, definitely, but she loves to rape with her strap-on cock. So it's always fun with my sister watching her get so aggressive. She's like this, you know, dominatrix around children, and it's really fucking hot. An incest dominatrix. But yeah, she will sit there and rape every single kid, even the newborn. She likes to anally rape, too. She doesn't like their little pussies. She wants every single kitty asshole, and she takes it. And she takes it hard. The only, like, extra thing I do is I like to take the candy canes and put them in all my nieces and nephews' holes and my own kids' holes. I'll put them in their little assholes, their tiny little kitty pussies, and I'll just suck on that candy cane afterwards while I'm having one of the children fuck me. That's my favorite thing to do. Oh, and I also have a thing for getting children a little drunk. I don't get them too drunk. You know, like at this holiday meal, I like to take a mouthful of wine and then spit it into my children's mouth or my niece's and nephew's mouth and make them swallow it, of course. Because I love, there's something about children being drunk, especially young children. It's so fucking hot. Because they get like less squirmy and more horny. They really do. They're just like adults whenever they, you know, are having sex and drunk. And like after the rounds go and go and go, what's really fucking sexy, and this is why I love this holiday meal, is I'll get a new child in front of me, and they're filled with cum from my husband or my brother or my father. And you know what that means. If I am any good incest-loving pedo whore, I suck every bit of cum out of there so fucking hard. And I swear, I know the taste of my father's sperm. It's different. It's different than my husband's. It's different from my brother's, different from my brother-in-law's. I know the taste of every family member's sperm. And there's just something about my father's seed that I just devour up. I guess it reminds me of being a little girl again. So when I think the first time I tasted my father's sperm was inside my 9-year-old son's asshole, and I sucked it so fucking hard. Oh my God, I sucked it out so hard. It's just so special. Tasting my father's semen inside of my son, I never get tired of that. Tasting daddy's incest spunk in my children, it's so hot. And then, of course, the men love it too. I mean, I love watching my husband rape our little girl when another man's spunk is inside of her. He loves it too. He says that, you know, it just feels better. It makes our little cunnies more stretchable. And to feel a man's sperm inside of his own daughter, you know, really turns him on. So it's really, really fun once we start getting lots of rounds in, because then our children are just covered with cum and they're super horny. They do. They get super fucking horny. Even the littles, like the little 3-year-old and 4-year-olds. My little 4-year-old, she's the horniest little bitch I've ever met. She loves having her little cunny stuffed and pounded and all the attention too. And then this is always the fun part about our holiday meal. Every single one of us, every family, we all have a trained dog. And when I say trained, I mean trained to fuck. And so we all bring our dogs as well because they're part of the family. And once, you know, the cum starts really spilling out, the dogs, I mean, they're like dogs under the table if we were having regular dinner, begging for scraps, but instead, they're begging to get up on the table and lick those cum-filled holes. So then the dogs are getting involved, and we have to share, of course, because we all love child's animal sex. I was actually, when my dog Max, when he realized what the fuck was going on, I had my newborn nephew in front of me. And I was licking cum off of him, sucking it out of his little asshole. And here comes Max begging, like whining. So I let him up, and Max lapped up his little infant asshole, licking up all the spunk out, because our dogs are trained with cum. They love cum. And they know that cum equals fucking. And so he was just lapping up, licking my little nephew's tiny little newborn dick. And that horny little fuck, my little nephew, was stiff. He got stiff from the dog licking him. Already such a trained little slut, isn't he? And then I looked around and I see my sister's dog, which is a Great Dane. Of course she would have a Great Dane. She's such a sadistic fuck. That dog has like a horse dick. I swear. That dog was pounding my 12-year-old daughter, and she was loving it, probably hating it a little bit, but she loves it. She really does. She was moaning, that little slut. I bet she even came on that dog dick. And let me tell you, nothing makes me more just thrilled and turned on than watching my mother in her late 60s. Still loving young cock. I mean, that bitch is such a fucking pedophile. She's such a great role model. I mean, I could never be the pedophile she is. She loves those kitty cocks. And she loves her own grandchildren's cocks, of course, because we're an incest-loving family. And to watch my mom just suck each and every one of them so fucking hard. She even went over to my 16-year-old son, who was part of the adults, and sucked his cock, sucked all that kitty incest pussy off his cock. She is an incest cock-loving slut. And my father, I love watching him too. He never gets enough of kitty pussy. Of course, he loves all his grandsons and his sons. I mean, I grew up with him raping all of us, not just girls, boys, but he has a sweet spot for those cunnies, you know? I mean, you can't blame him. Can't blame him at all. And he especially loves little toddlers. So I definitely watched very, very closely whenever my niece, my sister's daughter, who's one, watching my dad with her. God, it's like he's eating his last meal, licking up that toddler pussy. It's so fucking hot. And my husband, he wouldn't want me to tell you this, but he really prefers infants. He does. So he was excited to have some time with our new little nephew that's 2 months old. And God, I mean, I'm wet right now just remembering watching him take our little nephew, our little 2-month-old, holding him under his arms and raping that little asshole. It makes me so wet. It makes me want to have another baby, to be honest. There's nothing more hot than watching my husband just lose himself with a newborn. God, I wish I could just keep a newborn, like have them be a newborn forever, because my husband thinks they're the best little cock sleeves. That's all they are to him. He hates babies, but he loves raping them, and I love watching him rape them. And then we also do with the little ones, because, you know, we'll fuck them raw, of course, but, you know, we're thoughtful of them being passed around so much. So we've taught the kids, you know, it's a classic grooming method. What we do is we take, you know, adult dick, and they either put milk or some kind of like sugary substance all over their cock, so they get gummy infant blowjobs. And my little 1-year-old niece, oh my God, she is like such a little kitty cocksucker, because she loves all that sugar. And she will take and just like, she's got front teeth, but the sides, she'll take them, and she's learned, because my sister is such a good pedo mommy, she's learned how to take the side where she has no teeth and just gum all over those cocks. It's so fucking hot. And of course, we're all helping my little newborn nephew too, you know, trying to teach him how to gum. He's still learning. It's okay. But yeah, I mean, it is just our family meal, holiday meal, is the sickest but most hottest like group sex you could ever imagine. Just a family enjoying our sexy little children. Because in our family, children are fucking hot. Even infants. My husband thinks infants are the sexiest thing on the fucking planet. I love little boys. I think they are the hottest things ever. I mean, my 9-year-old son and my 8-year-old nephew, every time they got around to mommy on my turn, I put them on the table, got up on the table, and fucked them so hard. I will fuck a little boy. Like, probably it's hurting them. I don't fucking care. I just want to grind my pussy against that little kitty cock as deep as I can go, which isn't very deep because those little cocks are so tiny, but God, they make me so fucking wet and hot. Ugh, I love it. And just looking around while I'm, you know, raping my son and my nephew, and then watching my mom and dad, my sister and brother, and their spouses, and my husband just raping all our beautiful, sexy children together. You can just smell incest in the air, and it's just, it's so hot. I wish holiday mealtime happened every night. God, we'd all be like the happiest pedo incest loving parents in the whole world, and our kids would just be covered and dripping in cum. How could I forget? Also, we wrap up the night after the kids are pretty much so tired from being raped and molested and played with and abused by my sister. We all take them and put them all on the table, okay? And we tell them it's dessert time. And what we do is we all gather around, all the adults, and we all just piss all over the kids and their mouths, all over their bodies. And all of our kids, of course, are the best little groom fuck toys. They know, and they've been trained to love our piss. And so they're just taking, you know, their grandparents' piss, their mommies, their daddies, their aunts, their uncles, and then of course my son. So their big cousin just taking all our piss, and they think it's dessert. And they know it's dessert. They know it's the best treat they'll ever fucking have. So yeah, we had the most amazing holiday kids table meal that we could ever. I think it was the best ever. I don't know why. It gets better every fucking year. And again, I may just have to beg my husband to breed me again, because God damn it, seeing him with that infant makes me so, so happy.